Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
Gene Wilder, 1971, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. There is something that can be just magical about chocolate. It signals delicious, comforting, special. Noor Killick has been creating special chocolate concoctions in the Viennese tradition at her shop, Serenade Chocolatier in Brookline, for more than 30 years. And when we heard she was hanging up her apron, we thought, well, let's talk about what it means to have made a life in chocolate. Noor, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. Do you know your earliest memory of chocolate?
Oh, most definitely. My life was filled with chocolate. I have a dad who is a huge chocolate eater. My father and I would share giant bars of Toblerone, and we could eat the whole thing in one sitting. My mother loved making chocolate fondue, and it was not only for dipping in, but you just take a spoon and eat the whole pot.
Oh, my God, that sounds so good. The spoon into the chocolate fondue. Yeah, you got me there. That sounds amazing. So you start with this love of chocolate. Chocolate is embedded in your childhood. But you don't go into chocolate at first. You go into engineering. So how do we go from engineering to a life of making chocolate?
So at a very young age, I had this passion for not only chocolate, but cooking, baking. And for my 12th birthday, I asked my mother if I could go to this culinary class that was being offered in a community when we were living in Germany. And she said, all right, we'll try it. But, you know, if you don't finish it, I suppose I have to finish this class. So it started there, and I would make birthday cakes and chocolates for all our neighbors and anybody who would take one of my cakes at that age. And but I come from a family of engineers, and there was no other option for a career. My father was a mechanical engineer, and I was going to follow in the footsteps. But my calling came in my late 20s when I realized that's really not what I wanted to do, and I went to a short culinary class only on chocolates, and jumped right in.
Did it feel like a gutsy move at the time? Did you feel like you were taking some big leap? I mean, you're in your late 20s, you're making a complete 180, you're launching a business.
It did, only financially, but emotionally it was the right thing to do, and I very quickly met a mentor who just took me the rest of the way, and I knew it was the right thing to do. And you can't be working on turbines and decide to make chocolate and then go back to turbines.
So let's talk about this mentor. You credit this mentor, Uncle Bill, William
yes.
Federer, as being your mentor, teaching you how to make chocolates in this Viennese style.
He came from a line of candy makers himself. His mother was a Viennese chocolate maker in Vienna, and came as an immigrant during World War II. He's a World War II survivor, a Dachau survivor, and he had retired just 2 years before I opened up. And I sought his advice because I was having problems with my recipes when I first opened up.
What kinds of problems?
The most famous one is his most famous piece of chocolate, which is called a Viennese truffle. And it's layers of chocolate blended with hazelnut butter, with milk chocolate, then dark chocolate. And the layers were not sticking together. So he came in and showed me the proper way of making them and said, you know that course you went to for 6 weeks about chocolate making? You should go get a refund.
Oh, no. So then he helped you develop your concoctions.
Yes, everything, really.
What goes into choosing what you're going to make in a shop?
Oh, for me, I'm a purist. No flavorings, just if I'm working with raspberries, it has to be raspberries and passion fruit. And the dark chocolate we use is pure dark chocolate. It's just cocoa and sugar and butter and no dairy in it. So you really taste the cocoa itself. So it's really a matter of taste and keeping the ingredients pure.
All right. So you brought, the smell has just been amazing. You can smell good chocolate. So you brought some little pieces for us to try. I'm going to grab one. Do you want to grab one too?
No, no. Please go ahead. So those are tart cherries covered in the pure dark chocolate.
Oh, my God.
And it's all very good for you.
Amazing. So this is really just dark chocolate on a cherry.
Yes, on a tart cherry. And tart cherries are good for your health in reducing swelling, and dark chocolate is good for your heart. So enjoy.
Well, I can tell you it's good for my mental health, my social emotional well-being to be tasting this right now. All right. So 33 years of making chocolate.
Yes.
Two tracks running in my mind. One, how much amazing fun would it be to make chocolate for 33 years? But on the other hand, was it hard to do the same thing every day for 33 years?
There's a lot of creativity in chocolate, and over 33 years, it has evolved. Palates have evolved, and customers' knowledge has evolved also. People didn't know anything about chocolate 33 years ago, and now they understand that chocolate is made of different cocoa beans and what how the profile is made, and they question it, and we've come to appreciating vegan chocolate. It's always been vegan, but now people understand it's vegan. So it's there's so much to learn, and it's not repetitive. And every season I would have fun creating something new, and a new truffle or a new flavor. So it never felt repetitive.
How did you guys get through COVID at Serenade?
Oh, unbelievable support from the community. I mean, it really brings me to tears even thinking about it. It's we had one customer that sent every person they knew a box of chocolates saying, this is your antiviral chocolate, take one every day. And they kept us in business. They really kept us going. I really can't even express my gratitude for the community in Brookline and what they do for small businesses.
Why do you think they did it?
I think it's a very big part of our community, and they're very invested in keeping independent businesses going. You can see that with what they do with the Coolidge Corner Theater and the Brookline Booksmith. So Brookline is really full of these little gems.
So why now? Why is it time to hang up the apron?
Well, I'd like to be able to do it when I can mentor somebody else, like I was mentored, and for my trade to be passed on. I would really like it not to die out with me. So I'm able to do that before I start licking my fingers in the store. So
So tell me about that mentoring. Who are you mentoring? For how long? How are you feeling like you're embodying Uncle Bill yourself now?
I can never be Uncle Bill. But yes, she is a young woman. She's originally from Scotland, and she brings her own creativity and enthusiasm. And it's nice to have some new blood and new ideas. I had started making a bourbon truffle, and she took it to the next level, being from Scotland. So it's I'm really enjoying it, and I'll see her through the seasons, and she's pretty much ready to launch on her own.
And so you feel like you're ready to hand the business over to the next generation.
Definitely, but I will never stop making chocolate. I've been making chocolate at home just for fun and for friends, and it's something I love. I think if you love what you do, you can never stop it.
All right, so what are your top couple of tips for people who want to be making chocolate at home? What are a couple of the basics that you can Uncle Bill all of us for the next minute or so?
So I would say first you have to choose your chocolate. Chocolate is very much like wine. Pick if you like your chocolate bitter or if you like it a little floral. You can go out and do a tasting of different chocolates and use that for a base. And if you'd like to dip chocolates, you can find all sorts of wonderful fruits and nuts that you can dip into chocolate. Or you can start creating a ganache, which is probably the easier thing to do at home.
What's in ganache?
So ganache is a cream. It's a heavy cream blended with chocolate, and you can put liquors in it for flavor, or you can put fruits in it and cut them or shape them in any form you want and dip them at home.
Okay, that sounds amazing, but also not vegan. It doesn't sound like ganache
vegan. No, it's not vegan.
But the chocolate itself.
You can make it vegan with a coconut cream.
All right. And the candy you'll make home the most now that you're stepping away from the store?
So at home, instead of making individual pieces, because at the store we make individual little pieces that fit into boxes as gifts, I'm making bars. So I've been making pistachio bars. It's one of my favorite pieces because I use Turkish pistachios and make a bar from it, mm-hmm. peanut butter bars and caramel bars.
I think I should visit your house. All right. Noor Killick is the founder of Serenade Chocolatier in Brookline. Noor is hanging up the apron after 33 years. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me. This was my pleasure.
And it's delicious. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.